Masechta Eres Hanakudim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Previously, we discussed about the Kalim of Olam HaNekudim. The Kalim of Olam HaNekudim is created from the Achaf, the Eres, Ozen, Chotem, and Peh. And we said that the Enayim de Adam Kadmain is glancing at the Achaf. And this creates the Kalim from Keser to Chachma to Bina. And then we mentioned that with Or Chozer, that creates the Zat, that creates the Zayin Tachtonim of Olam HaNekudim. So Olam HaNekudim is created from the Achaf and Or Chozer of the Achaf. And we mentioned again that there was direct vision, which creates a higher darga, whereas a indirect vision or peripheral vision creates a lower darga. Fine. Then, so the Chabad, or if you want to call it the Kachbad, so that starts from the Tabur and Lamata. Yeah. And we said before, there's a Bechina Asiris, which is the 10th level of the Or, which is Yoytzi from the Peh Avodam Kadmain. The lowest Darga of the Peh Avodam Kadmain. The lowest Darga of the Peh Avodam Kadmain is the lowest place where the Achaf hits, or specifically the Peh Avodam Kadmain. And when the Or of the Peh reaches the Bechina Asiris, the Malchus of the Oris of the Peh, we'll call it. So then it bounces back up, which is the Or Chozer. Now, at that point, you're already at the Tabor. And this is where Malchus of the higher world leads to the Keser of the next world down. And the next world down from Akudim is Nikudim, is Olam HaNikudim. And we explained that when it came to creating the Kalim of Olam HaNekudim, we said that that there was a difference between the Eris, which are Yoytzi from the right eye and the left eye. The left eye peripheral vision, and all that is good and clear and fine. But what you see from there is that there was Or in the Kalim. That Hashem created Kalim and Or. Hashem created Kalim and Or. So why are we making as if there's no Or here? Rabbi Yehuda Bataya says that Or, which was created with the Kalim of Nekudim, is Lahacha Yosa Kalim. Is only to give the Kalim life. Because if the Kalim didn't have any life, it would not be able to endure. So therefore, the Or, which was created with the Kalim, right, is not the real Or for Olam HaNekudim. It's really just to give the Kalim life. Just to give the Kalim life until the real Or comes for Olam HaNekudim. But I think it'll really help if you write this down. So if you write down on your piece of paper, you have the Tabur, which is the belly button area of Adam Kadmon. And then beneath the Tabur de Adam Kadmain, you have what's called the Nihi Da'ak. By this Nihi Da'ak, that is the rest of Adam Kadmain. Nihi Da'ak, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod of Adam Kadmain is the rest of Adam Kadmain. However, the Ari HaKadosh broke this down. The Ari HaKadosh broke this down. Reb Chaim Vital said the Ari HaKadosh broke this down into Pnimius and Chesenius.
Working on it. Okay.
Yes. So now write, so what on your piece of paper, you have beneath the Tabor, the Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, and you're going to divide the Netzach, Hod, and Yesod to two sections. The upper section is the Pnimius, the Gar, and the Vak is the lower section, the Chitzonius. So you have the Pnimius and the Chitzonius of Nihi.
Of Nihi.
Yes. So don't think of it as far as like internal versus external organs. Only dissect it as upper and lower. Now you've divided the Nihi. You've divided the Nihi. And of course, just so you should know, in general, going on in Limud HaKabbalah, every darga is broken up to gar and vak, to the higher and the lower. Gar and vak, every darga. Gar and vak, right? So let's say you have the faculty of cognition or mind power, right? The moach, right? The moach is Chabad, but according to the Ari HaKadosh, the moach is also split up between gar and vak. Then you have the seed of the emotions, which is chagas. Chagas is also broken up into gar and vak. So Nihi also is broken up into gar and vak as well. So you have your level of Nihi, the raglayim of the Adam Kadmain, and these raglayim are broken up into gar and vak, which is Pnimius and the Chitzonius. So now that you have that down, what you need to know, just going over one thing that we mentioned in the past, which is the idea that we said, Vaz Chitzonius Kalev Reikim, then the Chitzonius of the Kalim. You have to be super medayik. I find that most of the Mefarshim are not even so medayik on it. And, I just bought a new Sefer not too long ago. It had a Pirush on Mishnas HaChasidim from someone recently, right? And there are a lot of pieces in there from Mishnas HaChasidim where, because it's not in the Eitz Chaim, the Mefarish doesn't speak about it. But really, you have to look in other Mefarshim and look around, and you find that the Mechaber, the Baal Mishnas HaChasidim, Rabbi Emanuel Chai, he was so medayik and he was malakate from everything, from Eitz Chaim, Eitz Chaim, Mavoy Sha'arim, and he created this cohesive picture. So the reason why you might find in Mishnas HaChasidim once in a while that there's a little bit of confusion, it's only because many, especially if you're only learning Eitz Chaim, you don't know where to look. You don't know where to look. But if you have, if you could database things, and you have, and you could, or you have other Sfarim, you could find where he's coming from, and he's creating a cohesive picture here. So Reb Chaim Vital mentions in Mevoya Sha'arim this idea that the Raglayim is broken up into Pnimis and Chitzenius, into Gar and Vak, right? And he explained that, like we mentioned before earlier, Va'az Chitzenius Kalev Reikim, and then the Chitzenius, what does it mean, the Chitzenius? The Chitzenius of Nihida Adam Kadmain, the Chitzenius of Nihida Adam Kadmain, right? That, fell down. Because Bichlal, all of the Or, as we mentioned before in the previous prakim, all of the Or was pushed up above the Tabor within Adam Kadmain. All the Or, and of course this is only Bipnimius Adam Kadmain, because from the Tabor and Lamata, there was no Chitzenius Or. There was no Or outside of the Guf of Adam Kadmain. So since there's no Or outside of the Guf of Adam Kadmain, all of the Or is Bipnimius Adam Kadmain, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzamtim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all that Or and brought it up above the Tabor, and then you remember the Baal Mishnah Chasim says, Va'az, Chatzanias, Kalim, Reikim, Shemit, Tabor, Lamata, Yoredu. Then the Chatzanias, Kalim, of what? Of the Nehida'ak, that ended up falling down beneath the Raglayim, and then it went to the place where it would soon be Olam Abriya, and it went to the place where it would soon be Olam Hayetzira, and Olam Ha'asiya, and that was that story. So then, now that we have that clear, right, and we did that review, right, what happened then? It said that the Makife Yesher was displaced. The Makife Yesher was displaced, because the Chitzonius of Nihi pushed below the Raglayim D'Adam Kadmain, and it pushed the Makifim, which are stuck within the Igulim, or connected to the Igulim, it pushed them and displaced them because there's no more room, and the Makife Yosher of the raglayim, the adam kadmon, came up above, all the way up by the area of penimius dinihi of ak. The makifim, the uris amakifim, which are usually around and outside and beneath the raglayim, was displaced, it was pushed, and therefore it bounced back up, and it came and encompassed the penimius of Nihi de Adam Kadmon. The penimius de Nihi de Adam Kadmon. So now that you know that, you're ready for the next step now. Another displacement. The second displacement that goes on here. And you should always know that by Olam HaNekudim, there's two displacements. One displacement is that the Chitzonius, or the lower Kalim of Nihi, fall down and push the Uris HaMakifim back up. Boop! They jump up. And then the second, right? So the first is the Chitzonius Kalim pushes the Makifim, and then they jump back up. And then the second displacement is what's going to happen now, which is that the kalim of Olam HaNekudim are now made, and since the kalim of Nekudim are now made from the Tabur and Lamata, they end up taking a lot of room. They end up taking a lot of room, and guess what? They push Chitzonius Kalev Rekim. They push the Chitzonius of Nihi Da'ak now. So first, the Chitzonius Kalim fell down, and they pushed the Makifim upwards. And then what happened was the Nekudim came, and the Nekudim pushed the Chitzonius Kalim, the Nihi Da'ak that was beneath the Raglayim, the Adam Kadmon. It pushes that and displaces that, and that also jumps up. That also jumps upwards, and it goes back to its place where it was from the start.
The raglayim is malchus, no?
Yeah. Raglayim is netzach hod, and the brismila is yesod.
Okay, raglayim does not include malchus.
So raglayim also includes malchus, but it's the idea of that malchus is sheichen, by that lower darga, but Malchus is the most external. Like a lot of times, you'll read Svarim that Malchus is the pez, the mouth, or the words that come out of the mouth, because it's trying to denote something that's most external. But as far as our purposes, the Malchus that you need to understand is like the Ateres Yesod, like the membrane on the Bris Milah. That would be the lowest part of the Bris Milah.
The Priya.
So, and we always refer to these lower dargas as Nihim, Netzach Hod Yisod and Malchus. All right? And, So, now that we have those hakdamais, you might want to jot down on your paper just a visual, a one-liner, and I was thinking how to make this easy as possible. You just jot down a one-liner, simple as this. From right to left, you write down Penimius Ak, and then after Penimius Ak, you write down Makife Yosher. Outside of the Penimius of Adam Kadmon is the Makife Yosher, because the Makife Yosher jumped back up. And then outside of that, there's an outer layer, and that's the Kli HaNekudim. So write that after you write Makife Yosher. And you're going again from right to left. So you write Penimius Ak, meaning the Penimius that we spoke about, the Gar, and then the Makife Yosher, and then the Kli HaNekudim is next, and then left, all the way on the left, is the Chitzonius Kalev Rekim. The Kalim that went down also comes back up, and also comes back to its first place. So we have a little puzzle. It returns to be right beneath the gar of where it was, which they go up. They go up, but they're most external now. And if you look, if you want, there's a lashon there in the Tam Eitzay that says it very nicely. That so you have Tehila. It's in Halacha Beis, the Dibra Maschil Sha'alu. So it says over there, V'sidrom Kach. It says this is how this is their seder. Tehila Panimius Kliak. And then va'alav, and on that, misaviv, around it, or makif yasher sha'ala me'igule ak. The or makif that went up, that was originally placed by the igulim. Machmas yiridas ha'kelim ha'chitzonim l'sham. Because the kelim chitzonim that fell and displaced it. Va'alav ha'aras yud klei ha'nikudim, and on top of that, is the kalim of the nikudim that are around that, va'alav, and around that, chitzonius kli ak me'achayrav, the chitzonius kalim of ak, outside of that. So, let's go back and now let's read this halacha, and we should be able to move on happily. B'simcha b'tuv levav, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. V'hakelim ho'yileh shechitzoniyosam yoseh zach mepnimiyosam. And these kelim, which kelim? These are the kelim of nikudim. The kelim of nikudim that were made from the glance of Adam Kadmain, from the gaze of Adam Kadmain, from looking at the achav. These kelim, shechitzoniyosam yoseh zach mepnimiyosam, their chitzonius is more crystal clear than the pnimius. And why is the chitzenius of these kelim more clear from the pnimius hakelim, right? And the Baal Mishnah Chassidim here begins off with the shaila, right? His shaila is, why is the chitzenius kelim a higher darga than pnimius hakelim? And where is he coming from? So he's coming from the fact that when we were learning about the Uris Reinayim, we read that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made from the Kavriya, for example, by the Kli HaKesser, for example, from the Kavriya, the direct vision, Chitzenius Kli HaKesser, the Chitzenius of the Kli HaKesser, and on the right side, the direct vision is the Or HaMakif. So Chitzenius Kalim and the Or HaMakif are very high, right? The Chitzenius Kalim and the Or HaMakif are very high. But then, what creates the Pnimius HaKalim? The peripheral vision. Ome Ha'aras. And from the Ha'ara of the Kav, only the residual glow of the Kav, that's what made Pnimius HaKalim and Or Pnimi. So the Baal Mishnah Chassidim is coming from there. And he's coming from that Inyan, and he's saying, like, why is it that Chitzenius Kalim is on the Darga of Uris Amakifim, right? And so this is what he says, right? Ki kein hu b'chol ha-kelim kach k'moy shehem b'li Uris. Because that's the way the Kalim are when they don't have Or. And you want to tell me that the Kalim do have Or? Because in the previous parak we mentioned that the Kalim of Nikudim were created with Or as well. So, not so. As we mentioned in the beginning of the shir, that the Or that was with the Kalim, it was only lahacha yosa Kalim, only to give the Kalim energy to survive, energy to exist. Not the Or which is shefeah within the Kli. That's going to come later on. So now, since the Kalim are without Or, the chitzenius of the Kli is much more clean. Because the chitzenius Kli has to be on a higher darga. And why does it have to be on a higher darga? Because simply speaking, the Chitzenius Kli has to contain the Uris HaMakifim. The Uris HaMakifim, and as Avner, as you mentioned, as you spoke about last week, there's Makif HaChezer and there's Makif HaYosher, right? There's Makif HaChezer, which comes out of the Kli, right? because there's no room in the Kli. But then there's even higher than that. There's Makif HaYashar, the Or, which is sort of enveloping the Kli from the start. And Bechlal is not Nichnas within the Kli. Bechlal not Nichnas within the Kli. So that Or is very high. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he makes these Kelim, he makes the Chitzonius Kli with the ability to dance with this Uris HaMakifim. He makes the Chitzonius Kelim with the Koyach to dance and to reside with the Eres HaMakifim. So Chitzonius Kelim are much higher from the start. Later on, Pnimius HaKelim is higher. That's because later on, Pnimius HaKelim have inside of it Or. Later on, Pnimius HaKelim have inside of it Or. So that's what he's saying here. So now, since the Or was not there, so Chitzonius Kelim is greater. The Chitzonius HaKli is much more shinier, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Chitzonius HaKelim always much more shinier from the start. And so these Kelim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, which are called the Kelim of Nekudim, Hilbishu Ha'ak Mitiburei Lamata, that is what enclothes Adam Kadmain from the Tabur and Lamata, Ikar Mufanav, and this is mainly in the front of Adam Kadmain. In the front of Adam Kadmon, just like usually, where the iris of the, like the, for example, you have eyes and nose and ears and everything all in the front, facing the front of the body, so too it is in Shamayim, Iker Erem Lefanav, the iris be'iker in the front of Adam Kadmon, and the ha'ara, the residual of it, is nespashet around the whole goof of Adam Kadmon, b'chitzenius. And one term that we spoke about a lot in the past is to know, you got to know, that Briyas HaOlamos, the creation of the worlds, is all created from the Or, which is Nespashet outside of Adam Kadmain. Everything the Briya from Atzilus, Yetzirah, you know, all the Olamos from Ak and all the way down, and I mean Chitzenius Ak, the Achaf, Olam HaAkudim, Olam HaNekudim, Atik, Arich, all that is created from the Or, which is outside of the goof of Adam Kadmain. So now, let's continue. So, Iker, in the front of the Iker of this Or, is in the front of Adam Kadmain, Vesagu Svivoi, and it was Nisagil. It was Nisagil, right? These are Igulim, right? So it was Nisagil, Svivoi, Ve'ad Tachas Raglav, until the bottom of Adam Kadmon underneath the feet, right? So now, okay. And guess what's beneath the feet? The Chitzenius of the Kalim. And if the Chitzenius Kalim is beneath the feet, what's going to happen next? Displacement, right? So now, V'amdu b'ne l'chitzenius shehel yusham. And these Kalim are now separating between the Chitzenius that's beneath the feet and the Raglaim D'Adam Kadmain. So, V'amdu b'ne l'chitzenius shehel yusham, u'mepneishen idchaku ha'chitzenius. And since now the Kelim of Nekudim are pushing the Chitzenius, hinichu ha'mokim cholo, it left the place empty, v'olu me'achari ha'gulei ha'nekudim b'yesher, and it comes upwards now, Ad, right, and it comes keneged where the makife yosher, it comes keneged the makife yosher that were displaced and went up already and encompassed what the only thing that was there, the panemius of Nehi, the Adam Kadmain. So the amdu keneg the olu me'achari agule and couldn't be yosher, I keneged mekayimam harishain. And
can I just clarify, by Panemius of the Nehi of Adam, we're talking about the Kachab, is that what we're talking about?
Panemius, yes. So we're talking for okay. Yes. Yeah. So again, let's read that again. And since the Chitzenius was being pushed, he knew Hamagam Cholo, the Chitzenius left the place empty, went up from outside of the Igulim, it went up outside of the Igulim with the Yosher to be near the Yosher. Ad Keneged Mekoyme Harishain, until it gets back adjacent to the place where it's supposed to be, which is Vak, the Vak of Nihi of Adam Kadmain. The Vak of Nihi of Adam Kadmain. So now let's continue. Lefichach nisharu anekudim. And so therefore, this being the case, right, and you can look at that little chart that you made on the paper, this being the case, nisharu hanekudim, the nekudim remain where? Bein guf ha'ak, between the guf of Adam Kadmain, v'achetzonius sha'alu, and the chetzonius that went up. So that's where these kalim of nekudim are. The kalim of nekudim are, right, in front of the chetzonius sha'alu, right? And in front of the kli nekudim is obviously the penimius of Adam Kadmain. The penimius of Adam Kadmain and the Makifei Yosher. So let's go. Oh, by the way, yeah. So what I wanted to ask you is, okay, this being the case, so we have the penimius kalim of Nihi, or the kachbad of Nihi. And then around the kachbad of Nihid Adam Kadmain, around the Keser Chochma Bina Das of Adam Kadmain, is the Makifei Yosher. And then you have what? You have the Nikudim, the Kalim of Nikudim, all the 10 Kalim, which are made in a way of Igulim, And what is around them? So outside of them, beneath the pnimius of the Nihid Adam Kadmain, so you have the Chetzenius Kalim. You have the Chetzenius Kalim. So, okay. Now let's go on. And fine. V'ketzad oimdim, and how do they stand? What is their order? So v'ketzad oimdim, how does the kalim of nekudim stand? Ketzad oimdim, how do the kalim of nekudim stand? Me'atabur atzium haguf kisram. So we're describing how the kalim of nekudim are adjacent to the guf of Adam Kadmain. Where? Because this is all outside of the guf of Adam Kadmain. So we need to know where are they adjacent to the guf of Adam Kadmain. So here, the Ketzar Emdim, how do they stand? Me'atibur atzium haguf kisram. From the belly button area of Adam Kadmain until the bottom of the body. What do you mean the bottom of the body? Where's the bottom of the body? Before the Bris Milah. So that would be the Keser of Nikudim. From the tabur to the bottom of the body, that's the keser. The keser of Olam HaNekudim. Beperako Elia in Dinihi Shalai Chabad Shalahem. In the upper area of the Nihi of Adam Kadmain, the Chabad of the Nekudim, the Chachma Bin Adas of the Kalim of Nekudim. And then next, Beperako Mtsoi Chagad Shalahem. And then the middle area of the Nihi Da'ak is the Chagas of the Kalim of Nekudim. And in the lower segment of Netzach and Hoid, the Avir Shebeinehem, and the air which is in middle of the legs, that also is an area too. Tachas HaYisoid, underneath the Yisoid, HaKotzer Mehem, which is shorter than Netzach and Hod. Netzach and Hod are two legs, and that's long, whereas the Yisod is a short part of the body in comparison, right? So that's Tachas HaYisod HaKotzer Mehem, Oimdim Nihi Shalahem. So Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchus stand adjacent to the lower level of the Raglayim of Adam Kadmain, and the air beneath the Yisoid of Adam Kadmain. And that's how these Kalim of Nikudim stand adjacent to The Guf of Adam Kadmai. So now we're going to end off this last halacha here, which begins the inyan of Nukudim that are found on the Osios, and we'll talk about that fascinating topic. From this Or Chadash that came back down, we mentioned that the Or was nistalik up above the Tavur Dadam Kadmain, and then there was a Yichud of Avsag de Ak, and then the Or came back down to its place. Shema came back by Pinimius Adam Kadmain, Shem Ben came back by Pinimius Adam Kadmain, and we mentioned that the Malchios of Shem Ben is what came out of the Ayin. So, but the Bechina Pinimis came back down to its place. But what happened to that Or? So he's going to talk about that now. Yoitzi Havel Derech HaTibur, that brought out a little bit of a residual of Or through the Tabur area. The Tabur is one of the holes of the body, the belly button area. And even though the Tabur is closed now, you know it's a hole, it's a place that gives Ashpoa. How do we know that? Because by children, the way that they get their life is from the mother's belly button, right? So that's really a entrance way for Ashpoa. But nevertheless, after a baby's born, it closes up, and it's a ha'ara, it's a simen, that from that darga, an adam kadmain, the ore that's coming out is a residual and very little light, very, very little light. And Mefarshim explained why that light is very little, because if the ore is, the ore which is coming from the tabur is very high, it's a very high darga of adam kadmain, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps that ore back a little bit. So therefore, it's the tabur area is shut, right? Whereas you're going to see later that the Bris Mila area is a little bit open and it has a little bit of Havel, a little bit of residual of Or, because that's already an intermediary Darga where there could be a little bit of Havel, a little bit of Or that goes to Olam HaNekudim. Whereas the feet is the lowest Darga, where there's Or that's Yaitzi from the Guf of Adam Kadmain, and that level is also closed off. That level is also closed off from the Olam HaNekudim. Mefarshim explained, because that Or, if it would come out, it would also be destructive for creating the lower worlds. The only Or that comes out is the Or of the Bris Mila, because from that Darga, the Or is so muet, it's so minute, that it doesn't affect Briyas HaOlamos. So now we have the Hevel, which is Yoitzi, the Derech, the Tabur. And if you look at our picture, we could understand this. All right? V'hu say Nekudas Cholam. This is the Nekuda of Cholam. Since this area, the Tabur area, is the area of Tiferes, and Tiferes is always Cholam, right? So the Nekuda that comes out at this point is the Nekuda of Cholam. L'hayr l'kisram. And this gives light to the Keser of Olam HaNekudim. Omei Yeseid, Yoitzi Seid, Vav Shuruk. And the next Nekuda that comes out is Vav Shuruk, right? The Vav Shuruk, which is a Nekuda within the Vav. The Cholam is a Nekuda with a Vav, but the Nekuda is on top, right? Here, the Nekuda is within the Vav, right? L'hayr l'chachma bina shalom. And that gives light to Chachma and Bina of Olam HaNekudim, right? Yud HaNekud l'chachma. Yud is connected to Chachma. Vav is bina, libina. The vav is connected bina, right? And we're going to talk about this in a moment. We're going to talk about this more in a moment. Ki hadas hamavish is yisoid poi hu gavoy mechachma bina. Because das, what about das? You might ask, what about das? Das at this moment is higher than chachma and bina. Unlike all throughout Seder Shtal Shalos through the other patsufim, Das is beneath Chachma Bina. Chachma Bina Das, right? And once we recognize, you see all the tziyurim, that Das is beneath Chachma Bina. But by this Darga, Das is above Chachma Bina, right? Because by the other Darga, is down Lamata, there's a little bit of the Yesoid. The Yesoid in the Darga Satachtainim, in the lower part of Partzufim, the Yesoid reaches down a little bit more within the levels of Netzach and Hod, unlike by this Darga. Now, so that's why the Das is not mentioned as producing a Nekuda here. But then, Omei Esra Tzipoinei Raglav, and from the 10 toes of the feet, Yoyitzi Harashar Nekudei Satoida, that comes the rest of the Nekudeis of the Torah, right? Lahor l'sheva tachtonis, which gives light to the seven lower spheres of Nikudim. The Oiris of Keser, Chachma, and Bina de Nikudim, they produce Komatz is by Keser, Patach is Chachma, Tzeri is Bina. And they all come from this Olam, explains the Ari HaKadosh. And why? Because Komatz means that the Or was Kamutz, the Or was in a higher Darga, not revealed, which is the Achav, right? Which was the Achav. The Or was Sasum in that Darga. But when does the Or become revealed to make Kalim? Where is the Briyas HaKalim? The Briyas HaKalim is by Olam HaNekudim. So that's Komatz, then Patach, there's an opening. And how does this opening occur? Through the opening of the eyes, the Einayim De'Adam Kadmain. Through the Einayim De'Adam Kadmain, direct vision and peripheral vision, as we mentioned in previous Shiurim, that creates the Kalim that we're talking about now, Olam HaNekudim. And that's Ramuz in the words Patach, right? And that's why Patach is also the Nikud of Chachma, right? And so we have Keser is Komatz, and Chachma is Keneged Patach, and Bina is Keneged Tzeirei. Bina is Keneged Tzeirei, and this is something interesting. Why is it interesting that Bina is Tzeirei? Because, first of all, you need to know that the Oiris, which are closer to the Achav, are much more united and much more strong. And that's why there's less damage done to Keser, Chachma, and Bina of Nikudim, whereas the Zayin Tachtonim is total Shvira. Right? Nevertheless, Keser, Chachma, and Bina are closer to the Achav. And since Keser, Chachma, and Bina are closer to the Achav, that's why their Nukudois are not broken up. Komatz, Patach, but Tzeirei. Tzeirei is what comes after Komatz, Patach. And Tzeirei is the idea of Bina dimine dinin mitarin, right? That from Bina you have the union of din, because from this Darga onwards we're going to see, in other words, what Bina produces, what the Sphira of Bina produces is the dinim that we see by Shiras HaKelim. And that's why all the Nekudos beneath the Darga of Bina are Nekudos. They're all Nekudos. You have Segel and Chirik and Kubutz. They're all Nekudos. And by the way, if you count the Nekudos, beneath Bina, so then you have it comes into the gematria of Kau, 130 Nekudos. And why 130 Nekudos? Because they all come from Ayin. They all come from the Darga of Ayin, which is the gematria of 130. So that's the idea of Komatz, Patach Tzeirei, right? And that all the Nekudos Shavurim of the Zayin Tachtonim that have this Misa that we're going to talk about, they all equal the gematria of Ayin, right? But what's their makar? What's their source? Their source is Komatz and Patach. Komatz and Patach are really two vavs and one Nikuda, right? And two vavs and one Nikuda, right? That brings us to the gematria of 22, right? And that's a simon that it's the Yitzias HaKelim, the creation of Kelim, which are connected to Chaf Bey's letters of the Torah. And so going on, continuing, we say over here now, Ume'aser tziparinei raglav yetziha aras shar nekudas ha'teira lahar l'shav ha'tachtonis ha'shriya musu. From the 10 toes of the feet that gives light to the rest of the 7 osios, the nekudas shvurim that we explained, that will have misa, right? And the reason why they will have misa is because they're very far from the Ures Achav, from the Ures of Oznayim, Chotem and Peh. They're very far, right? Ula'achere Abba v'ima she'iz batlu. Whereas Abba v'ima are closer, they have the Ur of Chotem and Peh. So since they have the Ur of Chotem and Peh, they get less damaged. And they're much more healthier. And that's why we say by them, they're in the site of Bittel, right? They're in the site of Bittel, not Misa. And then we have Ulachare Nihi de Keser, the bottom of the sphera of Keser of Nukudim. That's the highest sphera, but the bottom of the highest sphera, the Nihi de Keser. So Asher Yufgamu, that they become a little bit pogum, they get a little bit damaged, but they don't stop working, right? They don't have the inyan of bittel, they don't have the inyan of shvira, and why? Because keser is closest to the achaf, and it's makabel the ur of oznayim, chotem, and peh. And so that concludes that idea of what we're dealing with the achaf, and perhaps one note that is fitting to add on here, and that is that it's interesting that there's the achaf, which are created from the three tamim in the Torah, tamim elyonim, tamim emtzonim, tamim tachtonim, tamim desag. Whereas by, you know, it says Sfarim, that it would be roi that there should be three holes beneath the tabur. There should be three holes beneath the tabur to give light, because there's three tamim. And just like there's three tamim that have holes, the oznaim, the chotem, and the peh, there should be also three holes beneath the tabur. But we see there's only two holes. There's only the tabur, and then there's the bris milah, right? So this is something that the Baal Yafesh Shah writes about. The Baal Yafesh Shah writes about this, and he explains that that first of all, it doesn't mean that one of the lights are missing. It doesn't mean that the achaf is not here entirely and that there's no third light. Yes, the tabur is an exit way and the bris milah is an exit way, right? Nevertheless, the Baal Yafesh Shah explains that the achaf come out of those two holes, of the tabur and the bris milah area. Nevertheless, the Baal Yafesh Shah explains that really there's three areas. There's the tabur, there's the bris milah, and then there's also the feet, the tziporney raglayim, which are a feet of, it's also an exit way, right? So you have the tabur's exit way, the bris milah's exit way, and the tziporney raglayim is also an exit way. And because of this, that's connected the tamim elyonim, tamim emtzayim, and tamim tachtonim that we mentioned that created the Uris of Achav. And so you have the same thing beneath the tabur. And one thing that's spoken about in Sfarim, which is pretty interesting, is why do we never consider the backside, right? Well, why do we never consider the other hole in our body, which is beneath us? And that's something that Sfarim speak about, but we don't consider that one as part of the equation at this point. So yeah, the Baal Yafesh Shah explains that the three here are the belly button, the bris milah, and the tziporney raglayim, but not not the other hole, which is behind us, that's not counted. Sfarim speak about that as well. One question you might ask is, what about the tziporney yadayim, the nails on your hands? So the nails on your hands really is going upwards. When we talk about the Adam o Elyon, right? When we talk about the tzir of Adam, right? We usually explain how be'emes, the adayim are not going downwards. The adayim are going upwards. Suyidechem kodesh, right? And just like we see by tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, so you put tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam lower than Rashi, not because Rabbeinu Tam's lower, but because if you pick your hands up, you see that Rabbeinu Tam is on a higher darga. And so really the tziporni adayim, the adayim is on a higher darga, and they're not nichlal in the uris that are beneath the tabur. One point which is also brought up is you need to check whether the partzuf is oimed or revitz. If a partzuf is revitz, revitza, so then the yesod is going to be nimshech down to a lower darga. Whereas if a partzuf is oimed, has the inyan of standing up, so then the yesod is going to be much higher up than the das of the lower partzuf. So if a partzuf is revitz, so then the das of the next partzuf will equal the yesod of the partzuf above. But if a partzuf is oimed, so then the yesod of that partzuf will be not equal to the das of the lower partzuf. Will not equal the das of the lower partzuf because it's much higher. And one interesting thing which is asked by Rabbi Yehuda Pataya, Zecherne Levracha, is why is it so that the darga of das is higher than Chachma and Bina? Whereas when it comes down to Shvuas HaKelim and Bittul or Nefila, whereas you have Achayraim of Chachma and Bina that's Nisbato, but you have Das which was broke entirely. Why is Das breaking entirely, but yet its Makom is above Chachma and Bina here? And the answer is that you have to really look at the Sheirashim of where the Kelim of Nekudim are makabel their or. And this is a big yesod. If you look to where the Kelim were makabel their or, so Keser, Chachma and Bina were makabel from Achaf precisely, whereas the Zayin Tachtanim was makabel where? From Or Chozer, from beneath the Zakein, by the Chaza and the Tabur area. So because of that, the Zayin Tachtanim, including Das, does not have as much strength as Keser, Chachma, and Bina. Because in their Yisoid, of where they were formed from a higher Darga. So that's something to keep in mind as well.